Okay, we are live. Hello, everyone, and welcome to an unexpected episode of Stargate Oversight.
I've always known as fuck. We're busy. Everyone's busy. What do we do? Fuck. Let's.
Yeah, everyone's busy. Plans went to shit. We've had a week and. Yeah, so we're doing something different. We're going to be doing riff track style. We are watching the movie as we talk, and I picked the movie because I was trying to think of something that we've been wanting to do and is absolute dog shit and right fish riffing on. So I went out and got a copy of Steven Seagal's directorial debut on Deadly Ground.
Oh.
So, hi everyone. I'm hosting today. My name's Hope Frayon. My pronouns are she and it.
Hello, I'm Ryan. My pronouns are he and him.
I am Storm. That's all I got.
Understandable. We may have lost join us at some point. I've just this is an open thing. Any of our frequent collaborators could come and join us at any time. So, this is at 1:35. This is your mark. You start press play on your movie, and we're going to riff along. Okay,
Yeah.
maybe we wait for the opening credits to go.
Warner
Warner
Brothers
Pictures.
Pictures. Yeah, the hallmark of quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm amazed
What
this
we
movie
got
actually got
there?
released.
What's that about the Coyote movie? What Coyote
Seagal?
movie?
So I don't know who Nasso is.
Isn't that the mafia guy he was best friends with?
A Steven
Steven
Seagal film.
Seagal
Fuck,
Yeah.
yeah.
Starring
It's
Steven
Steven
Seagal.
Seagal! Wait, okay, we're on like the third Steven Seagal or fourth, I think.
Michael
Michael
Caine
Caine?
slumming it! Michael Caine is absolutely
I
slumming it in
didn't
this
know
movie.
Michael Caine was in this. I haven't
On
seen
Deadly
this. I have
Ground.
no
Steven
reference
Seagal is
for
on Deadly Ground.
Steven Seagal has a dead career. Yes! Eagle!
Eagle!
It's a bald
I'm
eagle!
sorry, just immediate fucking like Rocky Mountains eagle. Done. Or is that Alaska? I don't fucking
Yeah, we're in
know.
Alaska. We're in Alaska.
The only thing we're missing is a
Jesus.
giant screaming cowboy in the distance.
Some
Billy Bob Thornton! Yeah,
Dolly
yeah,
Emmy.
yes.
Dolly Emmy?
Yes.
Paolo
Yes.
Labasco
Paolo
did a very good
Labasco.
job in casting this film. Very good job. Yeah,
I
you
don't.
don't go to a cigar movie for cigar, you go for everybody else.
Oh, was it Doug Metzger that was the mafia guy that was Seagal's mate?
I don't know, but I don't really know, but I just the fact that like
Oh,
they
fuck.
got all these people is incredible.
I don't. So the thing with this
So
movie is.
far, I was about to. I was okay, polar bear.
Polar
Do you know what?
Oh,
For a minute there, I
God.
was about to say this is just the
Whoa,
Two
man.
Towers intro. Like, this is just the Two Towers intro.
Complete with the hell. So this movie was
Steven
basically,
Seagal the Balrog?
yeah, this movie was a bribe. They
A
let
bribe?
Seagal make this so he would make Under Siege 2.
You are kidding me.
No, this is.
W.M. Ladd Skinner. That's a name.
This movie was a bribe, so Seagal would make Under Siege 2. They let him, well, as you'll see in a minute, write, direct, and produce.
Why did we, oh God, oh no.
Maybe not write, but he's probably they. Yeah, he definitely directed. He definitely produced, as you'll see. And yes, we're in Alaska because it's an oil rig fire.
How's Seagal gonna get out of this one,
Would you
Scoob?
spray water and oil? I didn't
You
know.
have to keep the fire damped down, but you should have CO2 and other stuff. The fact is, you should have pulled the cutoff valve immediately on this.
Isn't there like a what's it called? Like a foam thing or something?
Yeah,
Like you
there's
want to like
foam.
smother it.
Yeah, there's foam. There should be several cutoff valves. Oh, fuck off, Valdez, the Exxon Valdez. They
Directed
got
by
directed by
Steven
Seagal.
Seagal.
Direct. Oh my. How many cigars are we gonna get in this credit?
Yes. At least five.
Army just got one
Alrighty
purpose:
then.
to destroy the world of men.
Just 10,000 Steven Seagals. Thank God. Thank God. Don't thank God. Steven Seagal. Thank me. Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
Okay. Oh my God. On. Those boots. Look at those boots.
No.
Oh, he's oh no. Oh yeah, no. Oh no. Oh no. He's not.
Oh, yes, he is.
Is he playing the I'm Indian card or like I'm Native American card?
Oh.
I have.
Oh my
heritage.
Fucking God. He's not pulling the heritage.
Yes, he is.
Card.
He does it he does it in multiple movies.
That's Dr. Cox.
Possibly.
That looks like Dr. Cox.
I think it is.
His name is Forrest?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not Dr. Cox. His name is Forrest?
Michael Caine's in this movie.
Oh, it's Michael Caine. What the fuck? My voice broke seeing Michael Caine in this film. What the fuck?
My name
hey,
Forrest
is here. Forrest He's Gump. Got this under control.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Ah?
Yeah, this movie sucks Seagal's dick so hard.
That is literally Dr. Cox.
It is.
He played so many weird like villain characters in like old movies.
Yeah, he's the most obvious villain ever.
Me saying something stupid, you're standing in front of a fucking fire.
Steven Seagal was never a good man.
What the?
Vladimir Putin? I mean, multiple times.
Actually, no. 350 grand? Fuck no. Give me a billion.
Wait. Does it say grand would not on the back change. Of his
wait, okay, wait. What is he doing?
He's got
what
a...
Is he...
He's
what is he
getting
doing?
Close to the thing with a metal blast shield to protect him from any flare-ups. However, that sheet would be made of composite, not metal.
So is this... I mean, I can already figure it out now. The plot is the fucking dude is clearly selling bad parts or causing trouble, and Forrest has corrupted his morals for money to blah, blah, blah. And he's gonna fucking turn around and be the good guy at the end, because he's Forrest Seagal.
Steven Seagal versus capitalism.
Yes, this is Steven Seagal versus capitalism. He made this is an eco movie.
Oh. Oh no.
Why isn't it blown up yet?
Oh, the C4 takes it, but the C4 needs to warm up first.
Warm C4? Up. Oh, they couldn't afford that. They bought C5.
Oh, damn.
Oh, it doesn't want to work.
Wait, were you there, Storm, when we remembered that C4 is a trademark?
Maybe.
Yeah, C4 is a trademark. Fuck off.
Oh,
no,
Jesus Christ.
You don't just light your cigarillo off a burning oil rig.
Like, I mean, to be fair, it's something I would do in the D&D campaign.
Yes, it's badass to do in a D&D campaign. No.
Go, guys, don't look at explosions.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That is the lamest shot of Cool Guys Don't Look at Explosions ever.
I mean, yeah, it's Steven Seagal.
Did the green screen fail for a second there?
I think so.
The fire turned green at the bottom left.
Yeah, oil fires burn green, man, don't you know?
It says fucking forest heat on his hat and his jacket. Oh no, it says forest tap, my bad. I want you to work through the night to clean up this oil refinery and give me a write-up within 12 hours. Yes, nothing bad.
There is so much fucking already wasting time shots of the environment right now.
Alaska is pretty. The world is pretty.
I get it.
Oh, that's Michael Caine.
Yes.
Has he dyed his hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Forrest, listen to me. It was human error. Repeat after me. Human error. Now write that in the report.
Like, say what you will about Seagal movies, but again, he gets the good actors at least.
Like, these are really good actors. It's like, it's hilarious seeing these people, you know, fucking hell, hit flask,
of course. He's drinking on the job! He's a fireman and he's drinking on the job!
He's
come
drinking
on.
Oil.
Yeah.
Keeps his blood.
Also, my oil? Fuck off, Michael Caine. That's the natives' oil. You stole this land.
Oh my god. It doesn't matter now, did it? I blew up the evidence. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Steven Seagal. Anyway, we're going to the bar because fuck this.
You look in the corner, you can see the Blues Brothers.
Alright. Well, these women actually look of age, which is unusual for a Steven Seagal movie.
It's not it's not about the women. It's about the racism.
Oh, fucking hell.
Look, Native American design supports what?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh.
Direct racism, yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Hard man bullying an unemployed Native guy.
Oh.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, fuck off.
Ooh.
This is the most... Oh my god.
And now he's picking a fight with Seagal.
You might as well have the music just go, woo, when he looks at Seagal.
Wow, wow, wow.
Was that meant to be a suave line?
I don't know.
Oh, now everyone knows him in this bar and wants him to win.
Yeah, everybody knows Forrest Gump.
Oh, just left. Just walks away. What's he grabbing?
Ice pick, beer bottle, glass, peanuts?
It's a goal. He's going to do this with his Aikido.
Aikido.
It's a real sport. I'm putting on my black belt.
Actually, no, I think this is meant to show that he's not fucking, you know, proper again. He's not proper man anymore because he just walked by him and let it go.
Oh, hey, it's the guy from the oil rig. We've got plot. No, he's a whore. Wait. Actual self-knowledge? You were never a good man, Steven.
Oh.
Okay, why is this currently, in terms of Steven's acting, probably the most, like, real?
Because he's playing himself. He has no direction other than be Steven Seagal, and he's wrote, direct, and produced this.
Yeah.
Look out, I'm running into a redneck.
Three men are dead, listen to me, I know everything!
If you believe him, what are you gonna do about it?
I'm Steven Seagal.
I'll dropkick the problem.
He'll cock punch the problem because he's Steven Seagal, cock puncher.
Ooh.
Okay, what is Forrest's job? Like, who is he?
His job is to be Steven Seagal.
As far as I can tell, he's just meant to be like a fire preventer person or somebody like works on this thing. But like, he's just talking about weapons and shit. Like, what are you?
He lives in Alaska. He hunts bear.
No, but he's talking like he's a CIA agent or a secret FBI. But he's not.
Because his background is probably he was some kind of native CIA asset tracker. Oh, homophobia as well. Lovely.
Yay, homophobia.
I mean, to be fair, as long as the guy gets his shit kicked in, it's still a little bit... okay.
Hmm.
Oh! This is a...
Oh, Jesus.
Also, like, how do I put this? The bad guy racist is right about the guy being a fucking alcoholic homeless guy.
Yes.
It's like, it doesn't, it's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be mean to them.
Oh, I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm saying it's like it's a bad stereotype on a bad stereotype.
Yes. Yeah. And now he's...
Fuck.
Free target. Beat him up. Unions? Oh wait, oil rig workers aren't unionized.
Can we break his face? Yeah, sure. Don't break my bar.
You want to play with me?
I'll play with
you. Wait, what was that reaction shot? It just cut back to Baldy. He fucking gave the fucking like side grin. What was that?
All right, we're gonna beat the shit out of this idiot. What?
That was the least impact I've ever seen.
This is all terrible.
Kick. I thought for a minute he was gonna like do like a lasso, but he just hit him with it. Like, what?
Steven Seagal, that was a dick.
It's a fucking rope lasso or whatever, and he's fucking just using it like it's a club.
It's not good. Oh, guy has a knife in a Seagal movie.
Did the film just slow down so like show he
yes.
to show, so you couldn't see how slow he was
motion?
Was
yeah.
that to show that so that you couldn't see how slow he was actually moving in that scene?
Yes.
Oh my god.
There you go.
Stepped on your toe. Whoopsie daisy.
Why? At cock cruncher.
Okay. At this point, this wasn't your fight. Why are you joining in?
This is very much a Casper Curio situation. This guy's kicking ass. Why are you trying to interfere?
Maybe.
You're just going to get hurt.
Oh, come on. Challenging him to mono-a-mono combat in the Ring of Honor. Really, Steven? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you
little native man? All
right. Why are you obsessed with balls right now? Is my bigger question. Because he's punched like three people in the dick, and now he's on about this guy's ball.
The hand slap game?
No idea.
Oh yeah, you're a man. You're a big man. Big balls. What is it with balls in this movie so far?
I'm just thinking of the fucking balls thing from Snatch.